Good morning. I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Wednesday, December 13th. Currently, with a few clouds, it's 25 degrees. The humidity is 63%. The wind speed is north at 3 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.53, and the dew point is 14 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. A man killed in a crash in Kansas City was struck by someone in a stolen vehicle. Brandon Dixon reports.
Police confirmed Tuesday that the man that died in a hit and run was James Eatman. The crash happened Monday evening when a white Hyundai was speeding and going the wrong direction on Agnes Street when it hit Eatman's vehicle, killing him at the scene. Investigators are still looking into the cause of the crash as well as searching for the suspect. I'm Brandon Dixon.
A new section of road is open after 9 months of construction. 6 miles of Kansas Highway 383 in Norton County reopened to traffic after being widened between the U.S. 36 Junction and Almena. The project was the second phase of reconstruction on 26 miles of K383 in Norton and Phillips counties. And the final phase of the project is scheduled to go to construction in 2026. More moisture is in the atmosphere today. Rain could help parts of drought-stricken Kansas, with the heaviest rain in the western part of the state. This is Kansas Information Network News.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can. But it's just as important to take time for yourself. AARP can help. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. With temperatures dropping, the Kansas Department for Children and Families announced on Tuesday that Kansans needing financial assistance to keep their heat on this winter can apply for the Low Income Energy Assistance Program, or LEAP, earlier than this year than in past years. Department for Children and Family Secretary Laura Howard said Kansas winters can be brutal and no Kansas family should be cold. And that's why they're accepting LEAP applications beginning December 18th rather than the beginning of January as they have traditionally done. LEAP helps Kansans restore or maintain energy services that heat their home, and this includes electricity, natural gas, propane, and other home heating fuels. Howard said they understand that applying for benefits can be complicated, so beginning December 18th through the end of March, the Department for Children and Families and partnering energy companies will be available to help Kansans gather information and submit their LEAP applications. To attend an in-person LEAP application event, you can visit the LEAP one-on-one support page, and Kansans should have with them their identification, proof of income for all adult household members, and their current utility bills. Partnering energy companies, Atmos Energy, Black Hills Energy, Evergy, Kansas Gas Services, and Midwest Energy will be in attendance at most events in the areas that they provide energy services to Kansans. Applications are accepted online by visiting dcf.ks.gov and clicking on Apply for Services until 5 p.m. on March 29th. To qualify, households must have an adult at the address that is responsible for the heating costs of the home, and applicants must be at or below 150% of the federal poverty level. Funding for LEAP is provided by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Office of Community Service through the Federal Low Income Home Energy Assistance Program. After hearing from Kansas students, state leaders say mental health is a priority, and this is something on which the Kansas School Mental Health Advisory Council has spent the last several years guiding districts with. An updated toolkit from the Kansas School Mental Health Advisory Council includes policy recommendations for Kansas schools if there's a student in crisis and is adding guidance for suicide intervention and reintegration following a situation such as a stay at a psychiatric residential treatment facility. The update regarding mental health issues in Kansas schools came during a Kansas State Department of Education meeting in which the board heard from some Kansans seeking an end to state standards on social and emotional health. At the State Board of Education meeting, they also heard from a few educators and a former student in support of social and emotional learning. Data shows 79% of calls to 988, the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline number in Kansas, are from foster children. However, mental health is an issue impacting youth across the state of all backgrounds. The Kansas Department of Agriculture, in conjunction with the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service, has identified highly pathogenic avian influenza, or HPAI, in two egg layer facilities, one in McPherson County and one in Rice County. This marks five cases of HPAI in Kansas this fall, and since the start of the outbreak in 2022, there have been 21 cases of HPAI in Kansas. The Kansas Department of Agriculture is working closely with the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service on a joint incident response at the affected premises in the two affected counties. According to the Kansas Department of Agriculture's animal health officials, the facilities both increased their biosecurity upon the initial HPAI outbreak in 2022 and have been continuously monitoring their flock. And when they noticed clinical signs of HPAI in their birds, they immediately contacted the Kansas Department of Agriculture. The affected premises were placed under quarantine, and the birds will be humanely depopulated and disposed of in an approved manner to prevent the spread of the disease. In addition, the Kansas Department of Agriculture will be establishing a surveillance zone around the infected premises, and other farms or properties with poultry that fall within that zone will not be allowed to move birds or poultry products on or off their property without permission from the Kansas Department of Agriculture. The animal health team is working to locate all poultry owners in the area to ensure that they know the symptoms of HPAI and that they're taking the critical steps they need to protect their birds. In Nebraska news, according to a statement from the Nebraska State Patrol, a Nebraska State Trooper has begun his recovery after being injured on Monday when a suspect rammed his patrol vehicle during a pursuit between Lincoln and Omaha. The trooper suffered serious but non-life-threatening injuries, and he has undergone successful surgery at Bryan Medical Center West Campus. A long recovery lies ahead, but he was alert and in good spirits on Tuesday morning. The suspect, an 18-year-old from La Vista, Nebraska, was not injured in the crash. He refused medical treatment at the scene and is being held in the Lancaster County Jail on requested charges of assault on an officer, assault on an officer using a motor vehicle, willful reckless driving, and flight to avoid arrest. A man is behind bars after numerous drugs, drug money, and explosives were found in a Hastings home following the execution of a warrant on Monday. 47-year-old Christopher Faust was arrested for possession of controlled substances with the intent to distribute near a school, possession of destructive devices, and possession of money used or intended for the distribution of controlled substances. According to the Hastings Police, on Monday, several law enforcement agencies, including the Hastings Police Department, the Nebraska State Patrol, and the Tri-Cities Drug Enforcement Team, served a search warrant at a home in the 900 block of North Washington Avenue in Hastings to search for controlled substances. When law enforcement arrived on the scene, the Hastings Police Department said they arrested Faust without incident, and no other individuals were located inside the home. They reported that the search located large quantities of THC products, marijuana, more than $4,000 in cash, and destructive devices. The Nebraska State Patrol Bomb Squad was contacted, and the devices were determined to be illegal destructive devices, so the Nebraska State Patrol Bomb Squad took possession of the devices for disposal. According to Sheridan County District Court records, a 16-year-old Gordon teen accused of killing her newborn child pled not guilty ahead of her scheduled arraignment on Tuesday, December 12th. She's now been charged with first-degree murder, intentional child abuse resulting in death, and use of a deadly weapon to commit a felony. Court records show that on the night of November 6, authorities responded to a home in Gordon to report of a teen who had given birth and that the baby wasn't breathing. And when the officers responded, they found the child with its throat slit and had multiple stab wounds. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
Kansas Insurance Commissioner Vicki Schmidt reminds Kansans that the 2024 rates for individual and small group health insurance plans are published on the federalhealthcare.gov website. And Kansans shopping for health insurance coverage through the exchange can preview the rates at ratereview.healthcare.gov. Schmidt said that rates and plans change yearly, so it doesn't hurt to see what's available to make sure you're getting the best plan for you. Depending on the county that you reside in, Kansans will have the option of plans provided by 8 different insurance carriers, and the open enrollment period for Kansans started November 1st and will run through January 15th. Kansans who would like to start their health insurance coverage effective January 1st must enroll by this Friday, December 15th, and health insurance purchased on the marketplace between December 16th and January 15th will begin coverage on February 1st. For more information on shopping for health insurance, you can visit the Kansas Insurance Department's website at insurance.kansas.gov/health-life. A portion of K-383 in Norton County has reopened to traffic following completion of a $15.3 million modernization project. Work on the six-mile stretch between the East U.S. 36 Junction and Almena began in March and included reconstructing and widening the road into a 24-foot mainline surface with 6-foot paved shoulders. This project was the second phase of reconstruction on 26 miles of K-383 in Norton and Phillips counties. Phase 1, completed in 2022, consisted of approximately 6 miles from east of Long Island to the U.S. 183 junction, and Phase 3 is the remaining 14 miles from Almena to east of Long Island and is currently scheduled to go to construction in 2026. Venture Corporation of Great Bend was the primary contractor for the project. The Norton County Hospital wants to remind the public of their upcoming closings for the holiday season, as the Norton Medical Clinic and the Norton County Hospital Business and Administrative Offices will be closed on Monday, December 25th in observance of Christmas and Monday, January 1st in observance of New Year's Day. And there will be no Saturday clinics at the Norton Medical Clinic on December 23rd or December 30th to allow staff to spend time with their families. You need to plan your appointments, prescription fills, and consultations with the clinic staff accordingly. And patients may contact the Norton Medical Clinic at 785-877-3305. The Norton County Hospital's Emergency Department can assist patients in need at any time. And as always, in emergency situations, please call 911. The Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic wishes everyone a safe and healthy holiday season. And for more information about the hospital, you can visit their website at ntcohosp.com or their Facebook page at facebook.com/Norton County HOSP. Graveside services and interment for Georgia Temple, 84 of Norton, will be held tomorrow, Thursday, December 14th at 10 a.m. in the Norton Cemetery. Memorial contributions may be made to the Plummer Gobber Funeral Home to help with funeral expenses and may be sent in care of the funeral home, 215 West Main Street in Norton. Condolences may be left at plummergobber.com. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll have chicken supreme, green beans, baby carrots, fruit cocktail, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be chicken fajita, fruit, and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be ham, sweet potatoes, roll, vegetable, dessert, and fruit. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, there is a slight chance of rain and snow between 1 p.m. and 2 p.m., and then a slight chance of rain after 2 p.m. Otherwise, it's going to be cloudy with a high near 42 and a northeast wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour, and the chance of precipitation for today is 20%. For tonight, there's a chance of rain before 1 a.m., then rain and snow will be likely. It should be cloudy tonight with a low around 31, with an east wind around 5 miles per hour, becoming calm in the evening. The chance of precipitation tonight is 60%, with little or no snow accumulation expected. On Thursday, rain and snow are likely, becoming all rain after 7 a.m., should be cloudy with a high near 44, with the chance of precipitation on Thursday of 70%. And on Thursday night, rain is likely, mainly before 1 a.m. Otherwise, it'll be cloudy with a low around 32. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Friday, there's a 40% chance of rain before 7 a.m. Otherwise, mostly cloudy with a high near 47. On Saturday, it should be sunny with a high near 51. On Sunday, sunny with a high near 56. On Monday, it should be sunny with a high near 54. And on Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 58. Currently, with a few clouds, it's 25 degrees. The humidity is 63%. The wind speed is north at 3 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.53, and the current dew point is 14 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:21.
Farmers know that having cleaner fields leads to higher yields. So when the 100% exclusive genetics of Asgrow brand soybeans with XtendFlex technology clears out those hard-to-control weeds, you can see the path to the next bushel on every acre, adding to your bottom line. If you're ready to have clean fields and consistent performance, let Asgrow lead the way. See your local Asgrow seed dealer for more information. Always read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
United Northwest Federal Credit Union proudly supports our local athletes and wishes them good luck this season. At United Northwest Federal Credit Union, we work hard every day to make life a little better for you, your family, and our community. When you need to open a checking or savings account, get a new debit card or credit card, apply for a personal, auto, or mortgage loan, or seek financial advice, United Northwest Federal Credit Union is here for you with better and more personal service. For more information, visit unwfcu.org. Equal Housing Lender. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports. I'm Dan Lucero. Former Kansas State Wildcat forward Naquan Tomlin has chosen where he'll finish his college basketball career. He picked Memphis to transfer to after he hit the transfer portal last week. Tomlin was suspended by the Wildcats basketball program before this season began. He had been suspended indefinitely before being removed from the team abruptly last Wednesday. Because Tomlin graduated from Kansas State over the weekend, he is a grad transfer and is eligible to play at the end of Memphis's first semester for the Tigers. As for Tomlin's former K-State teammates, one of them is the Oscar Robertson Trophy National Player of the Week. That'd be forward Arthur Kaluma, who averaged a double-double in a pair of Wildcat victories last week over Villanova at home and LSU on the road. KIN Sports. I'm Dan Lucero.
Mama, what does the chicken say?
Chicken. Oh, okay.
And a wolf?
Oh, a wolf.
What about the tiny dog? Cat. Aww. Owl.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Dolphin? What does the turkey say?
Whale. So.
Do the giraffe.
Giraffe, really? Okay. Giraffe.
You're not going to get it all right. Just make sure you nail the big stuff. Like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Get it right.
Visit NHTSA.gov.
/ the right seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the app.
It's that special time of year once more, and the team at Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinics would like to remind our patients just how special they are to us. Thank you for your continued trust and support that allows us to provide quality care to our community. We would also like to remind you to please make sure your prescriptions and appointments are coordinated around our holiday closings. Have a wonderful, healthy, and safe time celebrating with loved ones. We look forward to serving you and your health needs in 2024.
Time is precious. Tens of thousands of people with incurable breast cancer must wait 29 months for federal financial assistance and health coverage. Many won't live that long. They need help now. In less than 30 seconds, you can improve their quality of life. Text the word WAITING to 40649 or go to coleman.org/waiting to send a message to Congress. Tell lawmakers that time is running out for people with terminal breast cancer.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, I'm Kyle Hill. This update brought to you by Valley Vet Supply in Marysville, Kansas. Let's start off with your weather forecast.
A trough of low pressure is now located over the desert southwest that will continue to dig southwest slowly. It will approach the southern Rockies later tomorrow night. Moisture is lifting in ahead of that, especially in western Kansas, where we have a wintry mix of precipitation that will get underway. A mix of some ice, snow, and freezing drizzle with a trace to up to 4 inches by late tonight. That covers Goodland, Colby, Tribune, and Ulysses. Rain will be possible in other parts of central and western Kansas once it overcomes drier air today and will proceed Thursday into Thursday night. System moves out by this weekend. In northwestern Kansas, a winter weather advisory in effect today. A mix of snow and freezing rain with today's high in the mid-30s. In north central Kansas, cloudy with today's high 45. Northeast Kansas, partly sunny, our high in the low 50s. A wintry mix of freezing rain and some light snow this morning in southwest Kansas with a high in the upper 30s. Cloudy in south central Kansas, our high 55. Partly sunny, upper 50s in southeast Kansas. I'm meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Thank you, Dan. Well, we have a uniform direction for our grains for the first time this week, and that direction is lower. December corn down 3 at 459.5. March down 3.75 at 481.5. January soybeans down 10.25 at 1313.5. March down 11 at 1331.75. November new crop down a dime at 1271.5. March Kansas City wheat down 9.5 at 647.25. May down 8.5 at 651.75. July down 8.5 as well at 654. Chicago wheat March down 9.5 at 616. May down 8.5 at 627. And July is down 9 cents at 633 a bushel. The Dow futures up 37 points at 36,635. Dollar index up 14 cents at 104.01. And crude oil is up 8 cents a barrel. This is the Kansas Ag Network.